إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه. وبعد، my dear brothers and sisters, Alhamdulillah, we are on the Surah Al-Hujurat. We are looking at the lessons that we learn from Surah Al-Hujurat, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enables us to read and try to understand. So we spoke about the importance of obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the position of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today inshallah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu in ja'akum fasiqum binaba'in fatabayyanu an tusibu qawman bijahalatin fatusbihu ala ma fa'altum nadimin. Allah said that, O you who believe, if a rebellious evil person, means somebody who is who has no credibility, if that person comes to you with some information, with some news, verify it. Fatawayyanu. Allah says, verify that news. Don't just believe it, don't act on it, but verify the news first, lest you hurt people, you trouble people because of your ignorance, and afterwards you have to be ashamed about what you did. You have to be regretful about what you did. Now, if we look at this ayah and the lesson from this, first and foremost, it's a lesson that we need to, today I think it's one of the most important lessons, because one of the big problems today is the number of unverified and therefore faulty stuff that gets forwarded. Your WhatsApp is full of this nonsense. Sun rising from the west and you know all kinds of completely, I mean it's scientifically wrong. And in many cases it is wrong in so many other ways. And but people forward. And this is almost like a you know hallmark or brand of being a Muslim, that you will forward things without thinking. Now Imam An-Nawawi rahmatullah alayh, he said, not everything that you hear is to be believed, not everything which you hear which is believable is to be broadcast. So even if there is some information, some news that you get which is correct, there is nothing wrong with that, it is factual, it is correct, but even that is not necessarily meant to be told to everybody. Sayyidina Ali bin Abi Talib radhiyallahu anhu used to say that it's part of wisdom to know what to say to whom. Speak to people at the level of their understanding. Because otherwise what happens is that instead of trying to clarify things, you actually end up confusing people more. Because in many cases, for example, one of the big problems today is the conflict in the Ummah with regard to different opinions of different madhabs. So in the Hanafi madhab, there is something is to be done in a particular way, and in the Shafi madhab it's done in a different way. But because the awamun nas, the general people, they don't have the basic knowledge of the usul of the Sharia, if you go and tell them some opinion, then they get confused more, because then they say, how can two things be right? But in, not only two things can be right, but many more than two things can be right, because of the way the Aimma have approached that. But unless you have the basic knowledge to understand that, you can't, just reading it somewhere or somebody comes and tells you, or that's why one of the main things that we teach, if you know anyone wants to learn how to give khutbahs and bayans, is that there are things that are meant to be communicated in a public address, in a Jummah khutbah or a bayan, and there are other things that are to be taught to a particular class that you are teaching. Because in the class, you know who the students are, you know what the level of understanding is, you know what basic knowledge they have. So you can say some things in that class which are completely unsuitable for a general audience. Now in a general audience, if you say the same thing, it's not wrong, it's the thing itself is correct. But it's the wrong place. So it is the right information but the wrong place. This ayat of course refers to people just believing somebody who comes with the news. This is what happened. So and so said this. This rumor mongering is an absolutely evil thing, because it creates all kinds of conflict, all kinds of problems between people, all kinds of stereotypical bad opinions about people and about things. As I mentioned somewhere, I was teaching a class, and one of the students, all non-Muslims, one of the students, he said, he gave the example of the Bible. He said, when I was a teenager, if I didn't understand something in the Bible, I would go to my father, and my father would say, look, as long as you believe that, you know, Jesus is the Son of God, that is enough. The rest of it, it's written by a man, doesn't matter, maybe somebody made a mistake. And the man said, we can't do this with your Quran because you say this is the word of God. So, in my opinion, Islam is a rigid religion. So, I said, before I answer this question, I have a question for you. I said, my question to you is, how many Muslim scholars have you discussed this matter with before you came to the conclusion that Islam is a rigid religion? Now, he's an honest man. He said to me, I mentioned this to one scholar right now, which means he had not spoken to anybody. So I said, then is your opinion valid? So he said, I agree. I mean, you have a point. So the whole point is that it's not just hearing something. Now, obviously, this man, if he hadn't met me, if I hadn't asked him this question, he was going around with this thing in his head that Islam is very rigid. Islam is rigid in a place where it should be rigid. For example, in shirk, there is no scope for flexibility. I mean, shirk is shirk, khalas. There is no scope for any flexibility. But in many other places, there is a huge scope for flexibility, and Islam is hugely flexible. But the issue here is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, and two very important things. One is verify, meaning verify that information which is coming. Now, information verification is in two parts. One is verify the piece of news itself. And secondly, also look at the person who is conveying this news. Because sometimes if you look at the person conveying the news, then you may not even need to look at the news, because the person himself has no zero credibility. So you can say, well, anything that comes from this guy, you know, let me leave it. And basically, if you look at the science of hadith and how the authentication of hadith is done, this is how the authentication of hadith is done, which is the famous story of Imam Bukhari, which I'm sure many of you have heard this story, where he had this news that this man had this hadith from Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So he had, you know, heard through some of his teachers. So Imam Bukhari went to this man. And when he went to the man was not in the house. He was out in the paddock, and he was trying to catch his horse. His horse was running around, he was trying to catch his horse. And so he had his hand in his pocket, and he was acting like he had something in the pocket to attract the horse. Maybe he used to give the horse some sugar or something. So he had his hand in his pocket, and he was attracting the horse, and the horse came to him. So when the horse came to him, the man put the halter on the horse. And when Imam Bukhari came to him, Imam Bukhari asked him, do you actually have anything in your pocket? So the man said, no, I don't have anything in the pocket. I just made the gesture to attract the horse. So Imam Bukhari rahmatullahi turned around and went back. So the man said, what happened? I mean, you came here for something. He said, yes, I came here for something. I got the answer. They asked him, what happened? What was wrong? He said, the man is deceiving the horse. See the rigor of, that's why I'm saying, when people say they reject hadith, they are the most ignorant, stupid people in the world. You have no clue. Understand how the hadith was authenticated. I mean, if you tell me the story, I would say, look, I mean, this is like over the top. I mean, what kind of thing is this? The man is not deceiving the horse. That's how you catch horses. How else do you catch a horse? Tell me. You can't run behind the horse. The horse runs faster than you. But Imam Bukhari, he said, the man is deceiving the horse. How can I believe him about the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? They were that rigorous with regard to authentication of a hadith. So therefore, the point here is, one, you verify by looking at the individual himself or herself and say, is this person believable? And second thing is, you look at the news, whatever the news is, and you say, is this news believable? So go verify it. And that also, I mean, my submission is, first of all, ask yourself one simple question. Why do I need to do anything about this? Even verify. Why verify? Forget it. I mean, you are not some, you know, World Broadcasting Corporation or something. Everything that comes to you has to go somewhere, so you go and verify it. A lot of time simply gets wasted in spending, you know, time on useless things. So, first of all, decide, is this something that is worth my while? Do I need to verify? If it is something that you need to verify, then go and verify it. Do the most thorough investigation. Because otherwise, You go and tell somebody, and if that thing turns out to be wrong, then you have to go and apologize, and you look bad, and it's embarrassing for you, and so on. And what are you going to tell people? You know, somebody told me. So now the impression you are giving is that don't believe me also. You know, last time I told you something, it was wrong. Now I'm apologizing is fine, but now what happens to my credibility? People say, yeah, he apologized, but you know, this guy, he comes out with all kinds of things, so forget it. I mean, let's not believe it. So your own credibility gets destroyed. And Allah is saying this, that one thing is that because of your rumor, somebody else might be harmed, and this happens all the time. And second thing is that you damage your own credibility, and then later on you have to go and apologize, and you look bad before people, and you get embarrassed, and your own image is tarnished. So therefore, فَتَبَيَّنُ, make sure that you verify whatever the news is. So do I need to do anything at all about this news? And if so, then make sure you do a proper investigation. And then when you are communicating the news, also ask yourself this question: who do I need to send? Please do not put it and say reply all, or you know, broadcast everywhere. People who have nothing to do with the news get all kinds of useless information. This is a big problem today. As far as all of us, we are victims of all kinds of forwards coming from all over the place, highly unreliable. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Jalla Jalalu, to enable us to do that which is pleasing to Him and beneficial to us, and to save us from that which does not please Him. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajmain, bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.